Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way on the audio daily dose of daf. We are on Erevin 8. Sorry about the different times I said Shabbos 765432. I really meant Erevin. We are on Erevin 8, the bottom of 8a. Talking about little bit leading to big. Rabba Bar Ula, Asraf Bibi Bar Abaye. My teacher, isn't this ruling of Rav actually our Mishnah, the Mishnah of 92a, which states if a small chatzer was breached into a large one, carrying in the large one is permitted, but carrying in the small one is prohibited because it is like an entrance of the large one. The small one leading to the large is the idea to focus on today. A lot of times we start an idea, we think of a concept, we think of an innovation, and we hope and pray that it'll lead to greater and bigger and wonderful and more wonderful and grandiose things. If you have an idea, you have a concept, you have a task or some sort of a mission in your mind, but you're not sure where it's going to go, that's okay. All you have to do is just start it up and hit the ground running. Just start and make sure you move with it. Because Pirkei Avos explains, Lo ata ben chorin lehi batel mimena, lo alecha hamlacha legmor, velo ata ben chorin lehi batel mimena. You're not required to finish what you start, but you're not able to be abstained from it. You're not able to walk away from it. You're not able to say that I have no part in this. You have to start an idea, even if it's a small idea, even if it's a small concept. You don't know where it's going to go. You don't know how far it's going to reach. You don't know where it's going to end up. You still have to start. You can't say that I won't do anything. If you have a certain concept, a certain inspiration in your mind, run with it. Make sure you do something with it, and we'll see where it goes. Hopefully, it's even if it's a small idea, hopefully it'll lead to larger and greater things. When I started the different shows, the Daf show and the Parsha show and the Pirkei Avos show and the OT show and now the lecture series, I had no idea where it would go, where how it would take form, but if you have an idea, Hashem will lead you along the way. We don't know if we'll get thousands of seasons out of it, we don't know if we'll get thousands of dafim or anything out of it, but every little daf, every little show, every little thing we could do, that's our imprint, and that's what we could leave on this world. After 120 years, our voices stay behind, our videos stay behind, our imprint stays behind, our actions, our mitzvahs and our chesed stand behind. What we don't do well, hopefully nobody will remember. But what we do well, the mitzvahs, hopefully that will stay. Any averos or whatnot, lashon hara or the like, hopefully that falls by the wayside and people forget about it. But the good things, that is what we hope will stay behind. The small things should lead to the large things. They used to tell us in Musar and Yeshiva, what are they going to write about you on your tombstone after 120 years? What are they going to say about you? What are they going to eulogize about you? What are they going to talk about you in those speeches, hopefully lauding the great things you did in this world? If you have an idea, even if it's small, any concept, any idea, anything you latch onto, you should use, hopefully to lead to bigger and greater things. We talk about that Aish article all the time. If you could do anything you wanted in your entire life, whatever you loved, and you wouldn't have to worry about time, wouldn't have to worry about commitments, wouldn't have to worry about money, what would you do? You must run with that. For me, of course, the answer was audio, podcast, radio, and the like. So that's what we decided to do with it. And Hashem will lead us on the way, God willing. But whatever you want to do, whatever you feel a pull towards, if you love trains, I always say, why are you working in the bank? If you love working with kids, why are you working in construction? If you love dogs, then why are you a bank teller? You have to find the right thing. Even if it's a small choice, a small action, a small innovation, something small in this world, you have to run with it, and you have to make sure you do with it. As the Gemara talks about the small chutz are going into the large one, our small actions can make large actions. The butterfly effect, what we do on this side of the world can affect great things on the other side of the world, and what we do now can affect great things later on to many other people throughout the history as it unfolds in front of us, God willing. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 9 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.